The DUP MLA, Jim Wells, has quit the National Trust over its support for gay rights. The former health minister has said he will not be donating to the National Trust anymore. He's withdrawing from the organisation. He is no longer considering leaving money in his will. He's severing all ties with the National Trust. One of the reasons he gives, because they took part in gay pride. We're taking your calls on this today. 030 30 80 55 55. Fionnuala Meredith and David McElveen with us this morning, the commentator. Fionnuala Meredith, good morning to you.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. David, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. What are your thoughts, Fionnuala?
Well, I think it's disappointing that Jim Wells has decided to do this, but I'm not surprised. I think he's made his views very clear about what he thinks about gay rights. So, you know, I think it's the sort of thing that Jim Wells would do. And I think it's a real shame because, you know, there's what is to be risked? What is to be lost in terms of supporting pride? I mean, why? I'm always for maximum personal freedom, full rights for people, whatever their orientation or background or anything about them. So I think it's a real shame that he has done this.
Well, I guess the bigger question is how much are his views representative of the DUP? The DUP are running quite a tight press strategy at the moment. Mr. Wells, when he's asked other questions, he always refers to the DUP press office. We asked him some questions this morning. He said you have to speak to the DUP press office. So I wonder if this is aligned with DUP thinking at the moment, that, look, if you take part in a gay pride event, there will be consequences.
Well, it sounds like the DUP are very chary of speaking about this, which, again, is a pity and shame. I think it's also important to put it in the context of the fact that their uniformed PSNI officers were marching in the parade for the first time this year, and it was great to see them get so much support from the crowd and from fellow marchers. I thought that was one of the most heartening things about it. So I think Jim Wells is going very much against the tide of public opinion, apart from anything else. What's wrong with allowing people the rights that they deserve and are entitled to? You know, what could you possibly have against that? And if he wants to resign from the National Trust, well, that's entirely a matter for him. But I think
it's a public representative making it public that that's the consequence of the National Trust taking part in the parade. Now, is that aligned with DUP policy? This is the biggest party that there is in Northern Ireland now.
Well, and of course, there's been enormous ambivalence in the past with the DUP about issues of gay rights. And indeed, we've had some very obnoxious statements from DUP representatives in the past about gay rights. So I would be very interested to hear this clarified from the party as to whether they support Mr. Wells and his views on this.
Here's Lawrence and Sinfield calls on this already. 030 30 80 55 55. Jim in Hillsborough. Morning, Jim.
Morning, Stephen. How are you?
Go ahead, Jim.
Now, I'll tell you why I'm ringing in, Stephen. Where I live here, you know, there's signs up and it says there's thieves operating in this area. Now, on Saturday, we had policemen marching in this parade. And I think they should be, after the thieves is operating in the area, instead of marching parades. But one thing I would like to say,
I have no idea what you're talking about. What are you bringing thieves in there for? What are you talking about?
But the thing is, it's the policeman's job to go and catch them. You know, not marching in this parade and waving waving their hands at people. But a few weeks ago here, I would be very close to high-ranking police, speaking to them and everything else. A few weeks ago, a young policeman jumped into a police car and know what he said. And by the way, he says, boys, I'm gay. And, I'm a Christian myself, but if I got into a police car and said to a policeman, and by the way, I'm gay, or by the way, I'm a policeman, or, you know, gay and all this here, it'd be a whole check up.
Jim, thank you very much. Maliki. Morning, Maliki.
Hi, Jim. Stephen, you keeping well?
Go ahead, Maliki.
If Mr. Wells is withdrawing support for the police service because they took part in that parade as well.
Tell me what you mean.
Well, he said he's withdrawn. He's writing out the National Trust out of his will. He wouldn't support them because they took part in the gay parade, right?
Yes.
So, equally, the PSNA took part in that parade. Is he just going to be a hypocrite and pick on one, or is he going to be fair-minded and support for the PFN as well. How can he support one and not support the other? Why is he singling out the National Trust?
What would you say to him this morning?
I would tell him to catch a grip. You know, the world's changing and he needs to change. And he's entitled to his views.
Exactly. Well, that's the point. He is entitled to his views.
Yes, Stephen, he's entitled to his views, but his views doesn't mean, just because his views clash from my views doesn't make him right. But as a public representative, his views should reflect a modicum of fairness, more so than mine would, because I'm not there speaking on behalf of people that have elected him. And some people, don't forget, Stephen, he's also speaking for people who didn't elect him. You know, he's speaking on as an MLA too.
Was he speaking publicly on behalf of the DUP? This might sound like a moot point, but it's not. As I said earlier, the DUP have a pretty tight press control around their MLAs at the moment. And when you go to many of those public representatives, they are saying, I need press office permission. So right. Did Jim Wells, was he speaking on behalf of the party when he said this yesterday as a public statement?
Well, if he was, is Emma Pengelly not reading off the same hymn sheet as him? Because did she not wish all her friends who took part in that parade all the best and good luck to them and hope they enjoyed their day?
Well, Emma Pengelly was slightly more nuanced than that. I think that's probably the best way of putting it. She didn't mention the word gay. She didn't mention pride. Maybe that's because she couldn't get it into the 140 characters. Here's what she said. She said, best wishes to all my friends and constituents celebrating today. All should be able to live a proud life free from hate, abuse or persecution. We asked Emma Pengelly to come on the programme this morning. She doesn't want to do so.
Well, I wouldn't go so far as to state publicly that what Jim Wells said was done out of hatred, right? But it most certainly wasn't done or born out of any fair-minded thinking.
Well, he would think it's fair-minded, actually, to be able to express his religious views. You know, it's a free country, freedom of expression. It's his money that he's withdrawing from the National Trust. Might I add that? It's his hard-earned money. It's not yours. It's not mine. It's his.
Yes, Stephen, and I don't mind he can do whatever he likes with his own money. But to single out someone, it's his reasons for doing it, because they took part in the period.
Well, that's one of the reasons he cites. He cites two other reasons, one being that the whole controversy over them even contemplating, they since withdrew it, but them even contemplating forcing people to wear badges or they wouldn't be pride badges or they wouldn't be public facing. You heard that story in the news last week. That was one of the other reasons he quoted.
Well, regardless of his reasons, I think it's still a fair question to ask of Jim Wells or the DUP press office. Has Mr. Wells withdrawn his support to the PSN Act since he took part in the same parade as the National Trust?
And the Fire Service and the RNLI, for example.
The whole lot, anybody that took part in it. The Health Service, the whole lot.
Well, what we'll do is we will ring both the DUP press office this morning right now and we'll ring Mr. Wells again and ask him, is he withdrawing support for everybody who aligned themselves with the Gay Pride Parade? Now, stay there, Malachy, because Mayonnaise Belfast is a supporter of Mr. Wells, certainly supports his views. Morning, May.
Good morning, Stephen.
Tell Malachy why.
As a born-again believer and believing in the Bible, I totally agree with Mr. Wells. You know, it's not only one part of the Bible. It's in a lot of the Bible where it is classed as an abomination, as sinful. And you can't take that away. Just because you're living in the 21st century doesn't mean that the Bible still isn't the word of truth, because it is. It's more up to date than what next year's paper is. You look for the signs and they're all there. And the thing that they use, God's covenant, the rainbow, like, I mean, that's just And I'm not homophobic. I love them as sinners that need salvation. But their deeds are bad. They're sinful. And to take children into that parade, those children will grow up and will not know what they are. And I think it's dreadful.
Well,
they're
saying,
I think it's even worse that people go to watch it.
Why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't those children know what they are, Mary?
How can they? How can they? They're walking there with people that are half men, half women one day.
No, they're not.
They are. Oh, yes,
no,
they are.
You do
Transgender is one day you're this, the next day you're something,
that's,
and you're a man.
That's just not true, May.
That is true.
So what do you need?
I know that's true because I've seen people at work. One day they're in a skirt, dress. The next day they're in trousers.
Well, have you also seen people, May, who from they were a child feel that they're in the wrong body and that they're not comfortable within themselves until they get that gender realignment surgery? Have you heard from professionals, Mary, across the world who will tell you?
But this carry on now that they're being brainwashed now. You watch children and they'll copy something. They see somebody wearing a dress maybe one day and trousers. They'll want to do it. They'll think it's fun.
I don't think if you listen to some people express themselves, May, they will tell you that it's not fun being in the wrong body.
I'm sure it's not, but it's parading it.
You're a DUP supporter, May, are you?
I am very much so. But that's got nothing to do with it.
Malachy, what would you say to May this morning?
I think May has just made the perfect argument for religion should stay in the church or chapel, whichever it is you attend.
Excuse me. The Lord says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Doesn't say if they keep it bottled up. No. People that, I know you mightn't believe this, but people are going to hell every day because they reject the teaching of the Bible. And whether you like it or not, there's a hell to shun and a heaven to gain.
Malachy?
And I've proved it.
Malachy?
Well, I'm not the most religious person in the world, but I do believe in God. But I wouldn't like to think the God that I believe in would call them people on Saturday sinners and they need help. They need rights, human rights, which you and the likes of you may is begrudgingly denying them. They're human beings. They haven't done anything wrong. They don't need sinful. They don't need forgiving for any sins because, you don't know if they've committed any sin. And if your Bible puts it down because people are different, they're sinners, I'm glad I don't go to the same church as you, men.
Jim Wells also says that he is looking in to the representation from the National Trust at the parade at Belfast. He says he's going to look into it, whatever that means. He says, I'm not sure if the representation from the Trust at the parade was official or not, or people, he said, who just had National Trust flags, but I'm looking into it. He said the National Trust is an excellent organisation for conserving the coastline, cliffs, stately homes, but it would be advisable to stay out of controversial social issues. 0330 80 55 55. Peter, morning, Peter.
Well, I'm just listening to you, and at the end of the day, I think Jim Wells' point was that the National Trust were making the people wear the little badges, whatever, they were making them, and then when there was a bit of a kick up, they changed their minds and said it was voluntary.
No, that was just one of the reasons. He's made it clear another reason is the very fact that they took part in gay pride at all. To the point where he's saying he's looking into it.
Well, it's his own personal too. You know, at the end of the day, Stephen, you got your phone for a policeman any time of the week. You can't get one for 2 or 3 days. And they can have 10 and 20. Now, I'm not talking about patrolling it to make them safe. I'm talking about being able to let them stand about and look around. You know what I mean? And you can't get a policeman. Listen, everybody's entitled to their own wee day out. They had a good day. A couple of them disagree with a few things they've said on their shirts. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, it was a good day. But I do think everybody's entitled to their personal. I don't like anybody coming on like out of the house today and making a big Christian thing. You're entitled to your views, you know what I mean? But I think Jim can do what he wants, and I can do what I want, and you can do what you want, okay?
the Reverend David McElveen with us this morning. Do you support the DUP MLA and what he has done and said publicly, David?
Well, could I just say, first of all, my thoughts this morning are very much with Naomi Long, and I can assure her of our prayers at this time. I can't presume to speak for Jim, but I can understand where he's coming from. I personally believe that the National Trust, and I'm not a member of it, it should be identified as a neutral body. And therefore, once you identify with a political organisation, which the gay rights body now presents itself to be, I think, therefore, it actually compromises its neutrality. And I think there's a difference between supporting National Trust and also the PSNI. PSNI is supported through our taxes. The National Trust is supported through voluntary contributions. And I would suggest that not all that many members of the DUP, and I can't speak for them, are members of the National Trust. So I think Jim has got a very valid point. And keeping in mind, of course, that not only did you have the representation of the PSNI, but also the Prime Minister from the South of Ireland, and then there is this report commissioned by the Foreign and Commonwealth Office that the sacred scripture should be interpreted in order to suit LGBT ideology. These are matters of great concern, and I think taking them all together, I can understand Mr. Wells's position.
Fionnuala?
You know, I was just thinking, listening to David speak there and your previous callers, what people maybe forget now is that Pride is essentially a mainstream thing. Of course, there are still rights to be won, and gay people do still face horrible discrimination in some circumstances. But as a march, as a celebration, as a parade, Pride is mainstream, and that's why you have the COPs or various banks or the National Trust or whoever quite willing to support it. If it was something niche, if it was something truly controversial, they wouldn't be there, because these are essentially conservative kinds of organisations with a small C. So I think we should take from that Pride and all that's associated with it is something that the public has embraced. I mean, if you go down, you see families, little kids wearing kind of rainbow-coloured flowers around their necks. It's not a big deal for most people.
Well, it's a big deal to some of those people who feel that this is an affront to what their religious beliefs are, and they're entitled to express themselves.
They are absolutely entitled to express themselves, and the rest of us are entitled to strongly disagree with them and put an alternative view.
I think that's right, and I don't think anyone who takes the position that I take is going to be advocating some homophobic response. And I think that's always regrettable whenever people refer to us as being homophobic. They'll never know how much we care and pray for them. But what I also must make clear is that I see this as the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. I know May was on. She made a very gallant effort and a very commendable effort to express her convictions. But the Bible does make it clear that as it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. And those of us who genuinely and sincerely believe in the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, we believe that these are signs. Homosexuality is not new. You trace it right back to the book of Genesis, but we know that it has come to the fore at this particular time, and I believe that that is the fulfillment of Bible prophecy.
But
we are seeing it in the scriptures.
Here's Andy and Derry. Morning, Andy. Sorry, Fionnuala. Morning, Andy.
Morning, Stephen. No, I mean, I just want to start off by saying that as someone who doesn't believe in God, I have no problem with Christian values or Christian beliefs. But I always find when it comes to this argument that Christians are very good at picking and choosing. And the fact that Reverend McElveen's here, maybe he could tell me more in detail. But I do believe that it says in Leviticus as well that it's an absolute abomination to eat any form of shellfish on a Sunday. You should send your wife away while she's menstruating, and also you can sell your daughter into slavery. I mean, how literal are we supposed to take the Bible?
I think it's very clear, and let me make the point that what you're referring to, of course, is the Old Testament scriptures, and some of it is for health reasons, some of it is for moral reasons, some of it for social reasons, but what we're dealing with today is really the moral issue of the relationship between
No, but David, his point is, can you pick and choose out of the Bible? If you were to follow some of what he just read out, it would be ludicrous.
Well, there's some people who will not eat shellfish because of the Bible teaches.
I doubt there's some people who would send. Is there anything in the Bible about sending women away when they're menstruating?
Well, it says in Leviticus that a woman should be sent away for at least 5 days while menstruating to be washed.
That is for hygienic purposes. And
do you believe that's true, David? That should be followed?
That is a respectful response to the woman's position.
And do you think that should be followed in this day and age, David?
Well, I think it is done privately amongst many, many people. And people in marriage...
What, women sent away for 5 days?
They don't send them away in that sense. They respect their position and they have sympathy for the woman going through that particular experience.
But how is that followed by people? I'm trying to labour the point here to say, do you pick and choose out of the Bible or not? If that is in Leviticus, I have no idea. I don't read the Bible. I don't know if it is or it isn't. But if it is in the Bible, David, how is that being followed?
When it says sent away, it doesn't mean that you put them out of your house or put them out of the country. It means that they are set aside with respect for that period of time. It's as simple as that. And that is something that is carried on today, I think, within most married relationships where people do respect the position of the woman.
What does that mean, David? What do you mean?
Hold on, Fionnuala.
I just don't understand what it means that women are set aside, as you say, David, during the period when they have their menstruation. What does that actually mean in real terms?
Set aside with respect, and I think that is important.
But what does it mean?
It means because a woman is going through it.
No. What does it practically mean? Right, so a woman gets her period. How is she set aside?
It practically means that her husband respects the fact that she is going through that particular...
Well, that's not what sets aside means, David, does it?
Well, it depends how you interpret it.
How do you interpret it?
I interpret it as respect. And I think that that's getting away from our subject, but it's something that... I mean, obviously, people will raise, but I don't believe for one moment that it minimises in any way the respect for the woman as taught in the Bible.
I guess what that shows, David, is that there's different ways of interpreting words in the Bible, and yet there are some other people who, when we're talking about gay rights and homosexuality, they take the literal meaning of what it says in the Bible. So you are translating now to set aside a woman into respecting a woman. So why couldn't you equally, when the Bible talks about homosexuality, translate that into respecting homosexuality?
Simply because the Bible makes it very clear that homosexuality, and this has been used many times, is an abomination in the sight of God. There is no question about that. And we don't have any difficulty. And that is taught consistently through the Bible. Whether you go through Leviticus, whether you go into Numbers or into Romans, you find that that is taught consistently in the Bible. And this is the issue. I mean, we're not talking about something that condemns people. We're all sinners. And someone was making the point about referring to people as sinners. The reality is we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, no, not one. So let us not get the impression that somehow we're standing here suggesting we're holier than thou.
Telling gay people they're going to burn in hell doesn't seem to me like an incredible expression of love for them.
I don't think you've ever heard me saying that.
I heard May say it, and I heard you speak in support of May.
Yes, absolutely. But she didn't say that. She said there was a heaven to gain and there was a hell to shun. And that is the reality of it, that everyone who dies rejecting the Lord Jesus Christ, that is their eternity. And that's why Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners.
I did not hear a lot of compassion. Did Christ not teach compassion? Because I'm not hearing an awful lot of that. I'm hearing a lot of revulsion in May's tone. I was quite flabbergasted to hear her, the way she said she was agitated. She was, in my view, paranoid about people who differ from her sexually. And I did not like the reference to hell. I didn't hear a lot of love there. And you spoke in support of her, David.
I would have to defend her because I appreciate that it is difficult coming onto the radio to speak on these issues for anyone, no matter who they are.
But it was her choice.
The greatest expression of compassion is to hold to the truth that you believe. Now, people will disagree with that and they will object to it. But those of us who have that conviction, we explain that we're not out to tell people you've got to do this. We're out to try and persuade people. I have no right to tell a man or a woman that they're going to hell. I have a responsibility.
David, just one last question, because there is quite a lot of reaction to the setting aside of a woman reference to the Bible. Maria Cahill has tweeted this morning, that what this means is don't have sex with women. That's what sets a set aside means. Is that your interpretation?
That's the word respect. And I think that respect...
Is your interpretation?
Yes, absolutely. And I think that is an understanding, practical application. And I think that's a very good interpretation.
But it's not worded with respect in the Bible.
Okay. No. Listen, thank you very much, David. Thank you, Fionnuala. Thank you. Andy, thank you.